Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Well, hello there, folks. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Do I have a nice steaming pot of garbled twistery for you today. And the topic? The 1820 election. The person of interest? Oh, only the final vice presidential candidate we'll be looking at for 1820. And don't worry, we've talked about him before. Yeah, it's Danny D. Tompkins. So how about we do a nice little check-in on what this rusty boy has been up to? Oh, and if you've already heard the old stuff and just want to hear the update, that can be found at the 5 minute and 13 second mark, all right? Alright, so Danny Tompkins, when he was born, his name was just that, Danny Tompkins. But, as it turns out, this man was a huge fan of content created by Eiichiro Oda. So, like the weeb he is, Danny decided to add a letter D as his middle initial. And this serves as a double purpose, because there was another Danny Tompkins at Columbia, and our Danny thought the professors there were so stupid that they'd mix him up with this other schmuck. What does the D stand for? It's both a mystery in popular Japanese fiction and in real life. Some people think it stands for Decius. Most people think it's just the letter D. Anyways, this dude was born in Scarsdale, New York, so you know he's petty enough to care about making sure there's a D in his name so nobody gets it twisted. His mom is Sarah Ann, and his dad's name is Johnny Griffin. He has an older brother named Caleb, without the D, who ends up in the big boy House of Reps for a hot second.
What did he study in college?
What's that question?
What's his major?
What did Monkey D. Tompkins study in college? I'm pretty sure you could guess by now, but I'll say it anyway. He was doing lawyer stuff. And after he left college, he kept studying lawyer stuff with two of his buddies. He did the limbo, passed the bar, and now he's a hotshot New York City lawyer. And while his lawyer buddies were on the Federalist side of the ropes, Monkey D. Tompkins was on the Democrat-Republican side of things. Like, he was at New York's Constitutycon, he was, like, part of the state assembly, he even got offered to join Big Boy Congress, but he had to turn it down because Danny D thought he would have more fun on New York's Supreme Court alongside Judge Judy herself. So Sonny D, like, marries a 16-year-old girl, as you do when you're rich and weird. They had like 8 kids, yeesh. Oh, and Sonny D also got an entire section of Staten Island named after him. Yeah, he basically just bought a fat portion of Staten Island and just lived there. His daughter's names were like street names. If you go to Tompkinsville on Staten Island, you are in this man's territory. Unbelievable. So why is everybody looking to this man as the potential vice principal of the country? What are Sonny D's credentials? Well, in 1807, he snuck his way into being the governor of New York in a very close election, and he managed to stay in that seat all the way until it was time to get ready for 1816 election shenanigans. So clearly, Sonny D has some political skills. He also knows his way around a good backstab.
Excuse me, what?
No, seriously. Remember DeWitty Clintoni? Well, DeWitty helped Sonny D in that very first super close governor election. But when DeWitty was running for president in 1808, the favor wasn't returned, no siree. Sonny D was hashtag Team Billy Madison all the way. We got a crafty fella on our hands. I bet you're wondering what Sonny D was doing during that time when the U.S. and the T-Sippers were engaged in a rematch at WrestleMania. Sonny D was being a big fat show-off, okay? Like, he reorganized the whole New York militia. He, like, set up a war draft and stuff. Like, Billy Madison tried to make Sonny D Secretary of State right after the war ended, but Sonny D was like, no, I made a commitment, bro. I'm commanding the new military district, okay? I'm busy. Oh, side note, Sonny D was part of the American Anti-Aquarium Society, because of course he was. But wait, man. Wait. Our boy, Sonny D, was up to even more shenanigans, okay? Remember in 1815 when Sonny D. Tompkins literally just showed up in Staten Island and named a whole town after himself? Well, if I'm being completely honest here, that wasn't the first time Sonny D straight up puts his name on stuff like some kind of monarch. Like, there's 4 military forts that are named after the guy. 4 of them. All because he happened to be the governor while the War of 1812 was going on. I know I might be nitpicking here, but 4 forts named after the governor in a comparatively small war? Come on, New Yorkers. I thought you were more creative than that. Sorry, I got sidetracked. What was I talking about? Tompkinsville, the Sonny D town. Right. So yeah, our boy Sonny D makes this stupid Staten Island town named after himself, and he builds a dock on the waterfront and starts charging people to take a whole Manhattan ferry just to go to Staten Island. Oh, and the church he bought the Tompkinsville land from? Yeah, he straight up foreclosed that whole church because he was running out of money and his child-in-laws had to divide and sell the property. Speaking of property, Sonny D knew that slavery existed, but by like 1817, he was all like, quote, yo, I don't get it. Like, 10 years from now, I really don't want to see any slaves in New York, especially like 10 years from now. Not even the folks who were born slaves before we started writing laws freeing them. You know, they should be free too, you know? You know? I don't want to see them slaving around in New York. Slavery's dumb, yo. Unquote. So yeah, enslaving people was just not his thing, I guess, which is kinda against the grain for a Democrat-Republican, but then again, John Jay really did set the anti-slavery stage for New York during his governor fun time. But enough about all this personal stuff, how did the whole 1816 election vice presidential campaign even go for this man, Well, a whole bunch of New Yorker Democrat Republicans actually wanted Sonny D to be the straight-up entire president, but Man Ray beat him out at the Cactus. But hey, Sonny D did win vice principal, so that counts for something. But the question is, does it, though? Because in 1814, Sonny D. Tompkins literally fell off a horse so badly that it affected his physical well-being for the rest of his life. Yeah, try being vice president with that injury. And remember when I talked about how Danny D. Tompkins eventually had to foreclose that whole Tompkinsville church land because of money problems? Well. Those money problems were directly related to the freaking War of 1812 because this dude was borrowing money like nobody's business, okay? I bet you're wondering how this man could even deal with being the vice president while he's terminally injured and simultaneously owing everybody money. Well, the answer to that one's easy. This man started drinking 2 whole bottles of whiskey at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sonny D was too freaking embarrassed to fill out the expense reports for Revolutionary War Number 2, so the government didn't and couldn't even reimburse him. This dude was living such a miserable existence that like 85% of the time he wasn't even in DC while he was being the vice president. I have no idea how this New York Freemason of a man can be even seen as capable of being the vice president in 1820. Like, seriously, America, do not elect this man again. Get him help. Seriously, get this man the help he needs. Like, really, being vice president for another term is not gonna help Sonny D over here, okay? Okay? If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, turtlenecks, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garbled Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. And the current bonus episode in development is about trading card games that you trade and you try to win them. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Anyways, next time, we're moving on to the big boy presidential candidates for 1820. We're in the big leagues now, and the first person we're looking at is a dude we've definitely mentioned before in passing multiple times. He's from Bleach, remember? It's John the Quincy Adams family. See you next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Owing everybody money.